Eighth day.
O blessed Saint Joseph, how great was thy birth, the one chosen shadow of God above earth, the Father of Jesus, then wilt thou be, sweet spouse of
Remember, O most chaste spouse of the Virgin Mary, O my lovable protector, Saint Joseph, that no one who has ever asked for your help or sought your protection been left unaided. Full of confidence in your powerful intercession, I hasten to you with all the fervor of my soul. Do not reject my prayer, O Father of the Redeemer, but in your goodness deign to receive it. Amen.
It is a day of celebration in the Temple of Jerusalem. The crowd is going in and out through the doors of the precinct. Joseph, Mary, and Jesus enter singing hymns. They each go their separate ways. Joseph, with his son, crosses the court and enters a vast room that looks like a synagogue. Joseph speaks with a Levite, and the latter disappears behind a curtain and returns with some elderly priests. They are the masters in the science of the law. They are responsible for the examination of the faithful. Joseph and Jesus bow reverently before the 10 doctors.
Here, this is my son. 3 moons and 12 days have passed since he came of age according to the law. But I want him to come of age according to the precepts of Israel. I beseech you to consider and examine him with kindness and justice to judge what I, his father, affirm to be true. We have prepared him for this hour so that he may become a son of the law with dignity. He knows the precepts, the traditions, and the customs of the parchments and phylacteries. He can recite the daily prayers and blessings. From this moment, he may, therefore, knowing the law, conduct himself as a man. For this reason, I wish to be freed from the responsibility of his actions. Examine him, I pray you.
Come forward, my child. What is your name?
I am Jesus of Joseph of Nazareth.
Nazarene. So you can read?
Yes, Rabbi. I can read the written words as well as those enclosed within the words themselves.
What do you mean?
I also understand the meaning of the allegory, or of the symbol hidden behind appearances, like the pearl that is unseen, but which is found in the rough and closed shell.
A rather unusual answer, but which is very wise. We rarely hear such words from an adult, but from a child. And a Nazarene besides.
The priest's attention has been quickened. Not for one moment do their eyes lose sight of the beautiful child who is looking at them, sure of himself. He is without impudence, but fearless.
You are an honor to your master, who must surely be very learned.
The wisdom of God resides in the righteous heart of my master.
Blessed are you, father of such a son.
Joseph, who is at the back of the room, smiles and bows. 3 scrolls are handed to Jesus.
Read the one with a golden ribbon.
Jesus opens it and reads. It is the Decalogue.
Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness?
But at the first words, a judge takes the scroll away from Jesus.
Now continue from memory.
Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in splendor, doing wonders? The Lord is my strength and my might, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him.
Jesus speaks with such assuredness that one would think that he was reading.
Who taught you that?
Yes. You speak with great wisdom.
Holy is his name and is pronounced with inner and outer marks of respect.
Well done. His answers lead me to hope that he will be a great new doctor of the law.
Child, listen. It is said, remember to make the feast days holy, not only for yourself, but for your son and daughter, for your manservant and your womanservant, and even for the beasts of burden. It is forbidden to work on the Sabbath. Well, tell me, if a hen lays an egg, or if a ewe gives birth to a lamb on the Sabbath, must the fruit of this ewe or the hen be allowed to be used, or must they be considered abominations?
I know that many rabbis state that the egg laid on the Sabbath does not respect the precept, but I think man cannot be compared to an animal. If I force a beast to work, I assume it's sin because I am making it work under the threat of the whip. If a ewe gives birth on the Sabbath, it is because the moment has come for its lamb to be born. This action is not a sin, neither in itself nor in the eyes of God.
Why is that? Any work done on the Sabbath is a sin.
Because conception and generation correspond to the will of God and are ruled by the laws he has given to every creature. The ewe is simply obeying this law imposed by the one who created all things. The Creator has ruled that twice a year, when spring smiles over the flowered meadows, and then again when trees lose their leaves, ewes shall comply with their instincts. They provide, during the following season, nourishing meats and cheeses for the exhausting months of the harvest. If, therefore, a ewe gives birth to a lamb when the time has come, we may consider this as sacred, because this is the fruit of obedience to the Creator.
As for me, I'm stopping the examination. His wisdom astonishes me. It surpasses that of adults.
No. He also said that he could understand symbols equally well. Let us listen to him.
Open the scroll with the green ribbon. Read it and explain to us if you think there is a symbol in the scriptures.
Second Book of Kings, chapter 22, beginning at the 13th verse. Go, inquire of the Lord for me, for the people, and for all Judah, concerning the words of this book that has been found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against us, because our ancestors did not obey the words of this book, to do according to all that is written concerning us.
That is enough. What symbol do you find in this ancient chronicle?
That we must not measure in inches that which is eternal. God is eternal, the soul is eternal, and the relationship between them is eternal. What brought about chastisement then is the same thing that brings it now, and the effects of wrongdoing are the same.
What are you saying?
Israel no longer knows the wisdom that comes from God. It is from him, and not from poor human beings, that we must ask for the light. And there is no light without justice and fidelity to God.
We no longer have science? Why, what are you saying, child? And what of the 613 precepts?
They are precepts, but precepts are but words. We know them, but we do not put them into practice. So we do not know them. The symbol is this. Every man and every woman needs to consult the Lord at all times to know his will and to abide by it.
The child is perfect. Even the trap of the insidious question did not trouble his answer. Let him be led to the true synagogue.
They all move towards a larger room where Jesus' hair is cut. Joseph gently gathers the locks. Then they gird Jesus' red garment with a long sash. They fasten bands on his forehead, arms, and on his cloak. Then they sing psalms, and Joseph, in a long prayer, praises the Lord and calls for all the blessings on his son.
Saint Joseph, model of parental support.
With Joseph, model of parental love, we pray to you, Lord. Provide our children with a consciousness of the world that engages them to follow you alone on the road of truth. O Saint Joseph, teach us to bring up our children in faith, purity, self-sacrifice, and the respect of all that is beautiful. O glorious Saint Joseph, until your final rest, in spite of sorrows and trials, you accomplished with great generosity all the duties and tasks that were incumbent on you as head of the Holy Family. You nourished the one whom we, the faithful, receive as the bread of eternal life.
Our Heavenly Father, make yourself known as God. Make your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today the bread we need. Forgive us our wrongs against you, as we have forgiven those who have done wrong against us. Sustain us in our struggle against temptation, and deliver us from evil.
Hail, Queen of Heaven. Hail, Queen of Angels. Hail, fruitful branch. Hail, gate of heaven. Through you the light has risen on the world. Rejoice, O glorious Virgin, fairest of all women. Hail, radiant splendor. Intercede with Christ on our behalf. Deign to accept my praise, O Holy Virgin. Give me strength against your enemies. God of mercy, grant us your help in our weakness. Grant that as we celebrate the memory of the Blessed Mother of God, we may, with the help of her prayer, rise again from our sins. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
O Joseph, Father of Jesus, most pure spouse of the Virgin Mary, pray each day for us to Jesus himself, the Son of God, so that strengthened by his grace, we may struggle as we should in life and be crowned by him in death. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I entrust my heart and my soul to you. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, assist me always and in my final struggle. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, may my soul depart in peace and be with you always.